now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
Hold on, let me see if I can send you one. I got bring Val up since they left me solo dolo. What up, Val?
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta switch
I know my camera. You trying to show off the kitchen?
Yeah, I'm taking my elderberry.
I know I'm solo dolo, so I said let me bring Val up, man, so I ain't sitting on here looking like academics talking to myself.
Well, y'all don't be requesting me to be on none of the labs.
Man, who don't? I don't be in control, Val. I can't vouch for that.
I ain't got no content.
I don't know what Ag doing. I can't vouch for that. He might just not see it because I ain't in control of it. We gonna kick some shit. We got a special guest, Val Watts, in here with me right now today. Season 3. How you doing, Val?
I ain't no special guest.
you special guest today. Val, since they got me solo dolo, it's gonna be a quick episode today.
Let's do it.
First, what we're gonna talk about, and once again, this is Dope Dope Season 3. I don't know what episode it is. Hold on, let go. I gotta bring him in too. Hold on. There we go. Okay, so all right, they ain't leave me hanging solo dolo today. All right.
Who you got in there now?
Hold on, he's in the bottle. There you go.
Hey, he in the dog. You in the dog?
Man, you know.
You forgot, didn't you?
I was cooking for the family, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you.
How dare you completely forget that we had a podcast going on today?
Completely.
How you wanna know what's crazy? I forgot too, bro, until Maury called me about an hour ago.
I know, he called me an hour ago.
I was in there checking my messages and saw that y'all had sent the invite.
Yeah, man.
That's my bad, bro. I'm sorry. I apologize to y'all in the Dotho family out
it's
there.
It's okay. It's been a manic Monday.
But y'all, man, my dog back here barking shit. But y'all know who we are, man. It is Dotho Season 3. I am the big homie hoodie. Below me, we have, introduce yourselves.
My name is Val Watts, and I have content. I've been on her since they started. So I'm just usually in the background, but I'm filling in.
I appreciate that. And I am Methodical One, also in the background, sometime in the foreground, sometimes, you know. I just be out here trying to stay out these streets and minding my own business, man.
And he drinking said, water.
He's
there when you need him.
Drinking water. I also want to say, too, I'm actually scheduling events out at Mulligan's in Glen Mary. It's kind of on, it's Barstown Road. It's on the way to Bullitt County. It's a 1800s property that was built in 1800s, late 1800s, and we just restored it last year. So y'all come out. We got pickleball, we got volleyball tournaments, we got cornhole, we have like 18 big screen TVs. The property is huge. So come out, we serve Mexican food, we have a full bar, top shelf bar. We open 7 days a week from 2 to 11. So just come out, I have bands out there, DJs, everything. So come out there and check us out.
We'll definitely do that. I do got a question though, and this goes for you too, Big Hoodie. How many niggas you done seen play pickleball, bro? They're like, hey, bro.
I don't know nothing about no damn pickleball. I ain't even know. I thought they had mispronounced it. I said, y'all mean volleyball, baseball? I thought they mispronounced it, and they said, no. I thought the hell is pickleball.
What is pickleball?
Like, I don't even know what they do at the White Country Club. Oh, God, you want to play pickleball?
And you know what? And that's what we turned it into. We turned this into like a country club thing. So if you come out there for the next 2 months and you say my name, Val Watch, you can sign up for free and be a member. After that, you're going to have to pay.
Is that where they snap the ball up against the wall?
No, it's kind of like a tennis thing, but you hit it a certain way. You can't hit it like you do a tennis ball. That's the only thing I got out of it. I'm just trying to tell you.
I ain't never really watched nobody play it, so
I don't really know how to play cornhole, but I'll sit out there and play. But we have a playground for the kids. Bring the whole family. It's like 50-something acres out there. It's really nice.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, y'all check Val Watts out, man. But what we going to do, we going to get the show started, man. We going to start, as Ackley would say, with the cap of the week. And the cap of the week that I picked this week for y'all, I hope everybody been informed on everything. The cap of the week I picked this week is, y'all think Mike Tyson going to take that fall for Jake Paul?
I hope not, but I think he would.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think he would, because let's talk about this. Let's really break this down. Now, I watched Mike Tyson work out. Now, yeah, I was watching the boxes. I'm not going to listen, because the boxes was a little loose and he was doing his thing. But let me tell you something, Mike Tyson is a beast. He's a beast. He is no, Jake Paul ain't got no business in the ring with him. I think Mike Tyson would not hurt him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way Mike is hitting, baby, that's he's a one hitter quitter. And I'm like, no. That's not a good matchup, but it's good for tickets. It's good for money. So they're going to make a lot of money.
Have you heard the stipulations, though? The stipulations. So one of the stipulations, because I was talking to my homeboy about it, and one of the stipulations is that he gets to tag his brother in.
And, hey, hold on. Is that a real one?
Hold on. I know what you get ready to say, but not to tag out. To tag team.
To stay in.
What the fuck they getting into. And I think he's still going to whoop their ass. I don't give a damn.
There we on the same page. He's still going to. Listen, I wouldn't even attack Mike Tyson with a tank and it was on. You know what I'm saying? Nope.
I'm good. I'm sorry. We watched
him. How old is Mike?
I'm not taking a punch from him at 60 years old. You call me a bitch or whatever. I'm not saying right.
It is what it is. I'm not. That's a fight I'm not going to take. Nope. I lost.
I'll be good for him.
But you know what? It's all about money, too. So I'm thinking with the rounds, they may be able to entertain us for about maybe 4 or 5 rounds.
But they will make it a draw. Yeah. I guarantee you.
It's going to be like the other Mike Tyson fight, where Mike Tyson would have whooped his ass. But I just was like, I saw him go easy in that other fight. I was like, Mike didn't really land no punches like he normally would.
You talking about Roy Jones?
Yeah.
And he should have won that fight. He should have won it. Like, even watching it, I was like, there's no way. That it was a, you know, but whatever, man. They was just trying to, it was an exhibition. It is what it is.
After Mike, okay, I'm going to put it this way. Mike is a cool guy. He always, to me, he's always has been. Mike is a beast. He always will be. But I think Mike is more relaxed now in his older age. After he licked that second frog, I just kind of think he's nicer. And I think he would take the fall. I don't think he will hurt anybody unless he felt threatened at all.
I hope Mike don't need the money and take this foul, bro, and he ruin his legs.
But he
owns that weed company, but
I just think too that he don't really, after the losses he's taken before all of this, I don't feel like it would be a loss to him, because everybody still loves Mike Tyson. I just don't think so.
Lose to some white.
Hey, real quick, I see my guy pop in here. My guy Jay from Music City Vintage in Nashville. If y'all ever in Nashville, check out Music City Vintage. Y'all see I got the hat on actually right now. But they doing some big things. Y'all go Music City Ventures page on Instagram. Follow that, man. They do giveaways. They got some cool shit, man. Even Drake was in there shopping the other day, dog. So fuck with my people, dog.
Did he put it? Did he put the local? Did he put the website in here or anything?
Man, he ain't put the website here. They right in the city. Hey, Jay, put y'all Instagram page in here for me, yeah, for people that
put that in there.
We'll definitely check you out. Yeah. Derek, my homeboy Derek was saying he was talking about this particular interview, and I saw this interview too, where Mike was talking about that, you know, he's become, as you said, he's become a lot calmer. But he says he misses being that vicious fight. Like, he thinks he misses it.
Yeah.
He said he ready to go. He said he missed the beast, bro. He wants to bring the beast.
Okay. But let's talk about that, because what I was saying is this is more like an exhibition kind of moneymaker fight. Mike doesn't. Okay, here's the thing. When he fought when he was younger, there was a beef. You know, there was actually a beef. And Mike was not about to come out of that as a loser. Let's talk about this. He was more hungry back then. Now Mike is who he is. He's laid back. He ain't, you know, he's training and he's still a beast, but I just feel like there's no, it's not as much anger in Mike to take a motherfucker out. Let's talk about this. If they do tag team and come in and they on some BS, now we gonna see the beast come out. I'm gonna tell you that now. It's gonna get a little.
I don't know about this, man. I just see that clip of Mike at 50 something, and at 50 something, he looked like he'll knock out me, you, Vern, and everybody in the comments at the same time.
I'm not fighting Mike Tyson, bro. We're gonna have to shoot you, dog. Like, I'm not. Derek White said he's laid back, but he's that anger, which is crazy. Yeah, no, I'm good, bro. I wouldn't try to, and even if
Mike got mad at me or something, I would be like, listen, Mike, I had to come in and be like, listen, I was wrong. I would take the L. Anybody else, I'd fight. But Mike, No, I had to tell him I was wrong and I'm sorry. And you gone cut the check. We done. Let me dance around the ring for about four rounds. Let me just dance around. And we kind of act like we punching, but don't land nothing. And then about the fifth round, I'll go ahead and fake and fall and all that stuff.
I ain't fighting him. Like, nah, man.
You're going to come in the ring. They're going to do your music and everything. And you're going to walk back.
Hey, bro.
Lil Wayne ain't going to be rapping and everything. Then you're just going to be like, I'm going to.
Hey, in the comments say I'm not shadow boxing with Mike. No. He got it.
The guy that was shadow boxing, and the guy, I was scared for the man. I was like, oh my God. Like, he was, listen, the devil's alive. Hey. He was knocking his ass out. No.
I feel that. Hey, speaking of somebody taking some money, though, man, what y'all think about Ray J taking that $75 million buyout and starting his own network?
I would do that. Ray J is kind of business savvy. Ray J already made $400 million off them earphones. So, I mean, he's pretty savvy. You know what I'm saying? He kind of know his way around a little bit. I would trust that. He taking a chance with it, and I would do it.
You know,
my bad, y'all. He's been. I'm real reading these comments. They going in on Mike. They said Mike gonna have a flashback.
Some gonna click in Mike and he gonna have a flashback. He's showing.
Hit him with the PTSD and he beat somebody's ass. No, sir, dog.
Hey, can you imagine boxing Mike and he just start hollering out, I'll eat your kids. And I'm like, oh, fuck. He done flashback,
bro. Bro, if that's going down, I ain't leaving. I'm running out that motherfucker, bro. I'm jumping straight over the road. Now I'm gone. I'm like, no.
Somebody said, Liddy Clooney said, Mike got the whole 30. I ain't about to play with Mike. Right.
Man, right. But my bad, man. I can get back on Mike. So, yeah, Ray J, they said Ray J. They said Ray they took the $75 million from buying out. What was it? The Ray headphones. He took the $75 million buyout. Man, he just started his own network. I seen the trailer for the network. He got all the reality TV people on there. Blueface, Krishan, Rob, Kissel. Yeah, you know, so I think he kind of outdo Bruce.
I wish he was trying to do, you know, more like BET type thing, old school BET, not now, you know, where you know, back in the day, you got your 227s and your Jeffersons and your comedies and all of that.
Well, now, he was doing more of that. Now it's the Tyler Perry Network, ain't it? Every other show is a Tyler Perry movie or something.
That and the Oprah Network, right? Yeah. The Oprah Network still exists, ain't they both Tyler Perry channels?
Because his movies play on her too. I just feel like with this, I feel like the headphones part has kind of run its course unless you come into like something more innovative. But I feel like at this point they're in that business to where our content is not on the channels unless is Tyler Perry or something like that. So I feel like they should step out and start owning networks. I just feel that way. What's his name? Byron Allen has been on there for years.
Yeah, so, he's tried and it's failed. It's failed multiple times because they don't want him to have it.
Yeah, they don't want him to have it. But I remember when he was trying to buy like the Weather Channel and everything. So I feel like now these celebrities are understanding the power in owning the network. Instead of just being in the movies on the network, own it. Because if you don't, your stuff's not going to get played unless you go through somebody else. So yeah, I would take that chance. I honestly would.
Congrats to him, and I hope it works out. Yeah. You know, I support because I like Ray J. So I mean, I ain't mad at it at all.
I will support. Ray J is innovative, though. Ray J is always at the tech cons, trying to learn the new everything that's coming out. So I watched him do that. So, yeah, I will support him with that.
Well, let me ask y'all this. Seeing the people that he's, like, having on his reality TV shows, the Blue Faces, the Krishan Rocks, do y'all not feel like he's contributing to the negative stereotype of black people?
Okay, but let's be honest. Is he contributing or is he benefiting? Because if those same people went to MTV, MTV gonna make money. So why shouldn't the money come back to where it needs to? Let's just be honest about what people really want to watch. They're gonna watch drama all the time. That's never gonna stop. So why not get benefit from that? And now personally, I would want something different. But when I sit back and watch the numbers on TikTok and I watch the other content creators and I watch how many videos and how much money they just making from posting clips of them because it's always some drama, then why not? I don't see why not.
Yeah, as far as, you know, as far as making it worse, I mean, the thing is with those two specific people that you said, it's not even necessarily just a black people thing, it's a young people thing. Like,
yes,
they like them too. Yes. So I mean,
and then Ray J used to have For the Love of Ray J. So Ray J was one of the first types of reality shows that came out. So right. He's no stranger. He knows them numbers.
And he did
and
for
that's like, where
hip hop for a while too, didn't
mm-hmm.
he?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he
yeah,
was.
He did.
So why not? I mean, what if we gonna pay MTV to watch it? If we gonna pay, they got Jersey Show coming on. Nobody talks about how ratchet that is, and that's one of the top shows. So why? I mean, I'm not saying that I want to see that for the kids.
Black people don't really watch it.
What?
Jersey Show.
I don't personally watch it, but the numbers are high. They coming back on. I just saw the commercial the other day on WeTV. So I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. Do we not talk about it? Because that ain't really what our community watches. And we talk about, you know, what goes on in our community. You know,
yeah,
that might be why.
But I'm not talking about that too. I wasn't really talking about what we were watching. I'm just saying that network has some ratchet stuff too to come out with Italian people and white people.
Yeah.
So if they benefiting off of it, why come we can't?
Well,
let's just talk about the business.
But I'm not saying we don't benefit at all. I'm just saying, no, I'm just saying, how do y'all feel about all that? I mean, just to focus on two people, the Blueface and Christian Rock relationship situation. How do y'all feel as in our community as them people being the people that's put out in the forefront of all this reality TV?
But who else would go with Ray J right now when this is a startup thing? Who else could he pay? He wouldn't be able to pay somebody high end or to have a no name to go on there. So you're going to have to pay somebody that's low end.
I was just gonna say, like, it's like, I don't really like Blueface's music, but you know, if they teach him how to rap on beat on this show, I might watch it, because I'm watching to see this nigga rap on beat at least one time, dog. Like one time.
You didn't have to throw the shade. You threw the shade right in there. You didn't waste no time.
I mean, we watched NWA when we was watching Straight Outta Compton. Yeah. We watched him teach. So why not? I watch a show specifically based on them teaching that nigga how to rap. I'd watch it. I don't give a damn what else happened. As long as they was teaching that nigga how to rap appropriately, I'd watch it.
Maybe it's the beat fault, bro. Maybe the beat don't let him rap on it.
Maybe the beat is trying to get away.
You can have Tupac standing there and he ain't and helping him. He ain't gonna be on beat. That's just it.
I guess
since Ray J is a pioneer of all this kind of reality stuff from back in the day, Val Watts feel like he should get his money. He should be the one to get his money off of it. That's how you feel.
When you're talking about numbers and you're talking about business, see, I do accounting. I've been doing accounting for 30 years. When you're talking about business, then you looking at how can I profit off of this with the minimum amount of money? Because I'm already letting it go for $75 million. So whatever the network is going to be, is probably going to clear about $70 million. So you're going to have to look at what will quickly bring in my numbers. It's going to be right now, which is the hottest, ratchet talk, is Blueface and Christian. They the lowest paid. So you probably will have to throw them pennies. And
Ray J didn't lose $75 million. He let them buy him out for $75 million. Ray J got $75 million from letting them buy him out.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, he didn't lose
it. I would
I would definitely take it. But now let's look at the other realities or the other shows that would be good for the community but didn't do well. Now let's look at them shows. Let's look at, I'm going to even throw a little ratchet in there. What was the show on BET where the people, the celebrities was going back to college? I felt like that should have been a good show. But it wasn't a lot of drama on that show, so they had low numbers.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. But as far as people taking in good and bad content, I don't really like that argument, because that's like saying I went to school to be a teacher and I ain't make a lot of money, but I sold crack and got paid, so crack it is.
I know Ghost out College Hill was called College Hill.
College Hill was on for a long time though.
Yeah.
Well, it was. I didn't really catch on to it till it was about to go off, but it wasn't anything that got my attention because it wasn't like some real beef or some drama on there. So I don't really watch a lot of that. I watch more scientific stuff. But if we're talking about numbers, if we're talking about marketing right now, when I go through my reels on Facebook, my algorithms have Christian Rock, Blueface, Jalen. And I don't even watch them, but I know the story.
Yep.
It's there every 5 seconds. So.
No, I really said she left it, man.
I mean, what?
Your algorithm says you ratchet.
Oh,
Who
she
said
told on herself. She told on herself. She was like, I like the scientific stuff. And the algorithm was like, I don't think so.
I like watching like Life Below Zero, and I watch how they survive on the land. I watch a lot of eco stuff. I like to watch a lot of History Channel.
She ain't got a social study page in her algorithm.
You click on one video and your algorithms will change. And I'm like, why is Christian
on the Ratchet and Compton, bro? And then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? She done messed it up. Ray J, if you're watching it, we just need
put us on, Ray J. Put us on, Ray J.
We need.
Speaking of Ratchet, though, y'all. Speaking of Ratchet, though, Sexy Red is number one on the Apple Music charts.
I can't.
Sexy Red, the female vote right now.
Okay. From a black person's standpoint of view, let her get her money, let her do her thing. But man. From an artist point of view, oh my God. I understood it with Megan. I understood it with Cardi. Man, I personally would rather listen to both of them. I cannot. She makes hits. It is what it is. She makes hits for people who may or not eat crayons and paste, but she makes hits. She may get, bro. I can't hate on her for that. No. For that fact of the matter, and not to mention, you know, with the Drake cosign, helps her massively.
Listen, yes, I was shocked when I saw her. She was at a football game, and she wasn't even big to me. She wasn't like a household name, and you know, I'm just saying like a large name. And she was at a football game, and they was treating her like she was the queen of England. I said, "What the hell is going on?" But that's the Drake cosign, and I hate that the content is what it is. But let's talk about that too. You always gonna have somebody come out with the ratchet song.
Sorry. It was different back in our day. It was different. Our ratchet was 3-6 Mafia. Which was super ratchet, but
yeah. But I'm just saying that's gonna bring in the money too. I hate that it's like that, but when I go back and I look at what's her name, the chick, well, F-R-E-E, suck me. Now that was my damn song for the summer because I had just broke up with somebody. So yeah, that was on time, but I don't listen to that every day.
I like Glorilla. I think they better rappers. That's my whole thing. They better rappers. But I mean, she got a pin game, but her verse is on songs, man. If she's featured on the song, I'm gonna cut that shit right off, bro. As soon as we get to her verse, cool.
Here's the thing too with female rappers. I'm gonna speak for us. I feel like, you know, when I was 13, 14, I think I was 14, Lil' Kim came out. And I was amazed because that was like the first thing I heard. When I grew up in the country, we didn't have radio station and stuff. When I went to another city, I learned about BET, et cetera, et cetera. And I learned about, at the time, Eazy-E was out at the time, Lil' Kim was out. That was back in the day when we listened to lyrics. I literally fell in love with Lil' Kim because she was putting us on game. She was just, you know, and it was a little ratchet, but we had sense enough back then to know what was what. Now, these kids now, they ain't got the thick skin we got. You know what I'm saying? And they talking about pills. They talking about a whole different ratchetness. See, this levels to ratchetness. This right here is a little deep. So the only thing they want to do all day in their lyrics is pop pills and sleep with 50 different women and it's okay and do some menages and they not talking about the shit that they was talking about back then. So it's a different type of ratchetness that's going on right now. But I feel like this too, the women have came in the game. They ain't said nothing no different than men done said.
Nope.
Now let's be 100.
Nope.
They ain't said nothing no different. It's just a different standard when it comes to a woman. But I feel like it's too, you right, get your money, get your paper.
We talking about Blueface. She in that Blueface rap category. She need to learn how to rap on B2.
You didn't have to like tag in and say that I had made a nice statement, and you just
I'm not trying to take nothing away from you. Like I said,
The thing is, I can't disagree. I was just trying to leave it on that note, and here you come with the truth.
Like, 2024, we calling niggas out for not rapping no beats,
right?
And we calling y'all out for some of y'all not needing to rap at all. Like, fuck out of here rapping no beats.
So you the Cat Williams of the rap right now.
I'm just like, I'm just trying to help people out. I mean, we need more engineers, we need more producers, we need more videographers. Y'all niggas don't need to be rapping. Not I knew.
Well, hold that. Hold that thought, methodical one, because our next topic is about a man who has made beats, he's produced, he's rapped, and he also said he has created every genre of music in the last 20 years.
Stop it. I'm not giving no more time for you.
Oh my God.
What do you think about Jeezy saying he created every genre of music in the last 20 years?
That's wild. I will not take nothing from him. A lot of these dudes exist because he exists. And I'm not talking about Kanye, I'm talking about Yeezy specifically. Kanye was different. And Kanye created a whole bunch of people.
Okay, you're right. You're talking about...
Right.
Okay, like, you're talking about...
So, I mean, okay. He ain't lying, because without him, I don't think Travis Scott exists. Okay. Without him, Kid Cudi definitely doesn't exist. Without him, we get a different Pusha T. Like, I mean, you could go down the... And I mean... It's a possibility. We may not have Drake. We may have a different version of Drake, a different version of Cole, and a different version of Kendrick.
Okay,
because
now
all of those are pieces because he beat 50 Cent. Like at the end of the day, he was like, well, 50 was like, don't nobody want to hear that backpack rap. And then he blew him out the water with his album. And that proved like, hey, niggas still listen to rappers who make good songs. So I mean,
but now let's talk about the question, because I see what you're talking about. You're absolutely correct. Every word is correct. The question, the statement is he created different genres of rap. No, you didn't. What he did was when he first came out, when Kanye, the College Dropout, came out, he had a different style of rap. Now, when you're talking about creating different genres,
I don't think that's what Yeezy's talking about, though. I think what Kanye's talking about, and I see what he means. It's a good argument. 808s and Heartbreaks is single-handedly responsible for the music that we have today.
I agree. And that, I mean, that's a fact. You're 100% right. That album created a lot of... If that album exists, you don't have Lil Uzi Vert. Probably wouldn't have Yachty. You wouldn't have none
of that. But that's a different style. You don't have all that, bro.
Absolutely. I absolutely 100% agree with you.
No, because I feel like when we talked about this, I remember we disagreed and we talked about Lil Wayne. We talked about... who has Soulja Boy? We talked about that because in that period of time, I remember rap changed. You know, well, it just kind of went in a different direction. I didn't agree with what Suspense was saying, but he was correct in saying when Soulja Boy came out, there was a different type of expectation in rap. And it was. He did change a little bit as far as the dance moves, et cetera, with the music. I just didn't agree that Soulja Boy was responsible for the shift of rap. That was not what that was.
But it
I
was.
Feel like
he was, and it's one. It's a simple
thing. Like
you thinking from the music standpoint, before Soulja Boy, it was the technology that he managed to use himself, because he managed to get a top selling record without having backing. Like he made that record in his room, in his house. He recorded it. He produced it, and then he pushed it forward. So that's where he made that shift to be like, oh, shit, we don't need that middleman anymore, and we can sell directly to the public. That was his shift. That was his culture shift. Ain't nobody talking about that nigga rapping. because ain't nobody talking about that nigga, right? Well, then we're talking.
Yeah, because we're talking about two different things. I'm talking about the actual music, not the person.
Yeah, but he did that part. That part from a technological standpoint.
I agree with that. Lil Wayne actually did change the game because I kept saying, I think the question was, if you remember Hoodie, the question was Lil Wayne the best rapper at the time that's still relevant? I think that's what the question was. So I disagreed, but then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? He did bring like a style, like a fashion, different fashion sense, the dreads, he did kind of come in the game like that. I just didn't feel like Lil Wayne was the best rapper around, but I do feel like he's been one of the longest that's relevant. So I was just looking at the music, not really how it was made or whatever. I was just looking at the type of music.
Yeah, you took it to Wayne though. We talking about Mr. Kanye West, who changed.
Even
Lil Wayne's music changed after 808s and Heartbreaks.
Right, it did.
You think it changed?
Lil Wayne, after 808s and Heartbreaks, that's when Lil Wayne started doing all the auto-tune singing.
Oh, yeah, you're right, he sure did. You are correct.
Well, I mean, that album wouldn't have existed if it wasn't for T-Pain, though. So
true.
That wouldn't have never happened.
It was that
combination of T-Pain and Cudi though, because that's basically what 808 Heartbreak is. It's a combination of T-Pain and Kid Cudi, and then you know you throw Ye in there, and that's what made that. I mean, it's really polarizing. Some people absolutely love that album. Mm-hmm. Younger people tend to love that album, and older people tend to absolutely hate that album. So. I mean, I see where he's coming from. And to be honest, my dark, twisted fantasy is still one of the best hip-hop albums we have ever gotten on a sonic
level. That's my favorite Kanye album.
Bruh, and he made everybody who rapped on that album go to the next level. Like, that's my favorite Rick Ross verse. That's one of my favorite Nicki Minaj verses. Like, bro, we can go down the list. So, I mean... It's an interesting thing to say. Genre-wise, no. But for creating a lot of these new dudes, I give it to them. It's definitely him and Wayne.
That's where we agree. Genre-wise, no. But I will agree on that. You're right. The creativity and the door opening for a lot of these rappers. Yeah, I will say that.
How you feel about it, Hoodie? How you feel,
as Kanye's you a rapper
as a whole?
What did I say to you, bro?
I said, how do you feel about like his career? Like, do you feel like he's had that impact?
Kanye most definitely. Kanye had two impactful runs, bro. Kanye had the first run, he changed the game and made everybody want to listen to backpack music. Like, hands down, bro. Kanye birthed all the young J. Cole's and all them backpack rappers, bro. Like you said, he beat 50. Then he turned around and pretty much created the music genre we have today, bro, with all these niggas rapping and singing on songs and the instrumentation of everything. Bro, he had two whole successful runs in the music game.
I don't think he created it. I think that was already out. I just think he made it more... I just think people just latched onto that, but I don't think he created that because we had that before that. It, like I said, it's a different style of music because before when 50 Cent came out, 50 Cent had a different style that was just new to us, and we went to that. So,
what did you say? You don't think he created what?
What, with 50 Cent?
No, you said I don't think he created that. You don't think he created what?
Because people been rapping and singing on records for a while before he came in the game. So that wasn't it. It was just a different style. You're always going to have a different style.
Not with the auto-tune and the whole electronic rap, rock, slash music brand. Nobody was doing that.
Well, I mean, that's
the person I could think about that was 3-6. 3-6 was doing it back in the day, but that was different. 3.6 would be more akin to like your Tech Nines and stuff. Like that would have led to like Tech Nine. What he did, man,
Nelly.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. It's been done. It was just different.
Nobody had an auto-tune electronic rap rock harmonized album before Kanye West did that, dog.
Roger and Zapp, they wasn't all singing. They was all auto-tune and everything. It was back in the damn 80s.
Who you talking about?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not like it
nobody was doing electronic rap rock auto-tune music.
You know, the crazy thing is, well, people are like, they sound like Roger Zapp, but they don't, because Roger Zapp was using the talk box, which, you know,
they
played their voice in the instrument instead of using the auto-tune. Auto-tune is something different.
Yep, Roger used the vocoder.
But that's still what we're talking about. It's still a different style that was invented. Not invented, but introduced to us. So it's the same thing. That's what we're saying.
Roger was a family friend of my family, dog. Shout out, Roger.
Good. But you're right. I mean, it's an arguable concept. I can't say that it's 100% true.
It is an argument.
100% wrong either.
I will agree with that. I'm not going to say, I just have my feelings about it because I saw how music is always going to change, because you can't come in the game with the same style. Well, some people can, but the same style all the time and think people are going to fall for it. It's just not going to happen. You have to be innovative. You have to find new ways of doing stuff. And just like T-Pain can learn all kind of different instruments and new way technology to produce his music. But that doesn't mean that he actually just came in and created a whole different genre, because he did not. He just excelled in the one or the few that he was in. That's what I'm saying. You didn't come in and create 20 genres. Now, Kanye, I don't know what kind of medicine he taking, but that ain't what this is.
So, Bert, let me ask you this. You said you can't make a choice, right? Pretty much, like, you can't go one way, you can't go the other. Is that what you're saying?
Because I could literally argue both sides. And, like, I'm not going to be, I would normally be like, well, Kanye's just being Kanye. But, like, you know, we listen to a lot of music, and being artists, bro, I see it. I saw it. Like, you're right. That shift was wild when he beat 50, bro. Like, because 50, not only did he beat 50, he beat 50 when 50 was at the pinnacle of his game, bro. And Kanye was like, I don't care.
And well,
you know,
and like, I think,
you know what I'm saying?
But
I said, you know I'm setting you up, right, Bird? Is that kind of,
you know, my thing with Kanye, when he came out with College Dropout, that's when I kind of focused on him, because he made it, some of us did drop out of college. So he got my attention with what he was saying, because he made it okay to be a college. You know what I'm saying? It just was a different audience at the time. And I was one in the audience, but I just feel like he just like I said, had a shift when in the game, and just like a lot of people have, he had a shift. There's gonna be somebody else to have a shift. That's never gonna stop. That's all through the history of music. So, but for him to say he didn't create 20 genres, no, I ain't about to say that.
The only thing we can say is that if we sat down, no. How about it?
That's definitely the 20 genres thing is definitely Kanye being Kanye, but it's a well known fact that, like, music completely changed after 808s and Heartbreaks. The most popular music today is 808s and Heartbreak Babies, I would say.
But I bet you we can find 25 artists though that came from Kanye. I bet you we can find more than that. I guarantee you we can find probably about 40 to 45 artists that Kanye West has created since.
But that's, but would that be factual though?
Oh, no, because you would have to,
you know what I'm saying? Because you would, when you're talking about that, you got to compare all the analytics of that. All you got to go through and do a whole analysis.
There's certain things, like I could tell you four people right off the bat. Big Sean's one of them. Big Sean. I give you Big Sean. I'll give you Kid Cudi. I'll give you who else did Kanye kind of who'd you say?
Travis Scott.
Yep. Because that sound would have never worked without Kanye West. It would have never worked.
Lil Uzi.
And I mean, yep. I mean, we could go, as crazy as it seems, like we could go down the list that Kanye made a lot of artists. And that don't include like your John Legend. And even though 2 Chainz existed before, Kanye took 2 Chainz to the next level.
When anybody can take a hold of you and help you reinvent yourself, that's a whole different thing. I just don't think that we're all on the same page when you're talking about you created 20 genres of music.
You could probably
get newer people to come out and rap the same style, just like that mumble rap. Mumble rap, that came out from the Migos. And I don't know how many people latched on to that, and that got on my nerves, but I love the Migos. It's like I said, it's a different shift. Right. And it's always going to be a different
shift. We already
said
that 20 genres is just Kanye being Kanye. We just saying that he definitely did. Yeah, the way music is made today, like you just said, like the Migos.
Okay,
man, it was a whole world where everybody was rapping like the Migos. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing we're saying. Most of popular music.
I feel like I'm disagreeing with the wording. Okay, so we should say the wording. So Kanye West had a huge influence on rap. Now that right there, I can never ever ever disagree with. Never. He did have a huge influence on rap.
When people say he's a borderline genius, and I'm like, it's really hard to deny that because musically, he's a monster. Like, you can't, there ain't no way.
Kanye West was a time
before he was Kanye West that he was making music for Rockefeller, and that shit was just, if it was a Kanye beat, bro, it was shooting straight to the fucking chart. It was gone off the charts.
Well, that's probably
Kanye. So yeah.
Yeah, but that's probably how you rock to it. We talking about a whole audience.
We could pull the numbers on it. That shit was wild, like the H to the Izzo and all that shit, because that was before Kanye had became the name, and like all the shit that he was doing on them albums. I mean, dude's arguably a musical genius, and he's reinvented himself. You know how hard that is to reinvent yourself in the midst and top of your career, and you like, fuck it, I'm gonna go a completely different direction.
Completely
correct. Still shine. That's just wild.
Okay. Right. Now let's talk about this ghost thing. Patrick,
like 20 minutes on Kanye West, dog.
Okay, well, let's talk about what Ghost St. Patrick said. He said the current shift that's happening right now is in the women's favor. You're correct. That's my point, Ghost St. Patrick. There's always going to be a shift in music and in anything. So I just feel like I said,
That's two completely different things. The women are running a rap game right now, but they're not changing the way the rap music sounds.
That's a fact. The women are finally getting their just due. I mean, they ain't whopping no different than anything,
who are we comparing the women to? Are we comparing them to other women? Are we comparing them, just putting them in the rap game totally?
We ain't trying to do that. We ain't doing that.
I was saying that for a period of time, we didn't have anybody representing us at all on any ratchet level or any other level. There was really nobody that came out with anything until probably the last 10 years. That's when the women came out and start really kind of changing the game.
There's always been one, but the game is only allowed for it to be one.
If you got one, that ain't really...
I know, but that was the way they did it. Remember, you specifically talked about Kim. Now it's weird because Foxy was around at that same time, but they pushed Kim to the forefront. So it was Kim. The Brat was around before both of them, but it was still Kim. Like, it's just, it's the way that the game has been set up for women to not thrive until now. It kind of sucks because, I mean, you know, when you look back, you got your MC Lights, you got your Queen Latifahs, you got your Yo-Yos, you got your, I mean, you got your Missy Elliott's, you got your Nicki Minaj's, you got your Foxy Brown's, and there was tons of women like that. But now, women that rap like they did, like Rhapsody, shit, you will never hear her on the radio. Ever.
I love Rhapsody. Rhapsody is one of my favorite artists, but you won't see her on the mainstream. You won't see Genesis. Genesis is on the Shy, but her music to me is everything, but it's not ratchet. Like,
women, I will agree. I will say women are running the rap game right now. Like, they are really running. I don't think they're changing the sound of rap music, but they are running the rap game. Hence, you got Glorilla at the White House with Joe Biden and Kamala. Did y'all see Glorilla at the White House?
Somebody explain to me, like, who's the press secretary? Because I want to know who gave this motherfucker a rundown of who Glorilla is. Because we know good and damn well don't know Joe Biden know who the fuck Glorilla is.
He don't know her.
That's what I wanted to talk about. Like, and I don't want to do this just because it's Glorilla. Because I rock with Glorilla. Glorilla is actually, like, my top two favorite out of all the female rappers right now. It's rap.
Hold on. Before you get moving, Who number one?
It's always going to be Nicki, dog. I told y'all two episodes ago I was a nigga bar, bro. I don't know why niggas don't see. It's always going to be Nicki, Nicki, dog.
Beyonce.
Beyonce ain't a rapper.
Beyonce is considered a rapper.
She could. Beyonce is a pop artist. If you want to be a hundred.
But after you came from that concert, baby, she had you on the spell.
She did. She's talking to me. I got it on camera. But now, what I wanted to say, though, and this is just about the White House in general, bro, and, like, the whole, it might even be the whole government conversation, bro. Like, what point are we at in this whole governing of this country that we live in, where it seems like the president and vice president doing shit for clout?
I know they've always done. It's just different now.
I always went to the White House.
They always did it, bro. Like, I mean, that's the same thing to where, like, if you went to St. Stephen's, all of a sudden, somebody who's running for Congress is at St. Stephen's. Nigga, y'all ain't never been here no other time. Why you? I need your vote. I need your. It's the shuck and jive.
Bro. But the president talking about,
They've always been to the White House. I just think we're seeing it more because of social media, but they've always, and just like they said, Eve, Cardi B. Now, Eve, I felt like changed the game for me because not only was she a Rough Riders, but she could rock with them and still be independent too. She had her own style too. So yeah, whoever brought Eve up, let me see, that was correct. Sapphire, you are correct. Cardi B definitely changed the game. Cardi B started the movement. Now let's be real.
Did we forget about Nicki Minaj? No, we're not talking about women rappers in general, and I bring up a women rapper. Yeah, we ain't talking about.
We're talking about the new crop. Like, I mean, she's there and she's been there. And I, as a rapper, phenomenal. She may be the best female rapper.
Don't do that.
Before she signed Young Money, she was a different type of beast.
She was at the top because that was another Lil' Kim. That was a more modern Lil' Kim. She stole Lil' Kim's whole thing. Let's not do that.
Nah, she was. It was the Young Money situation to me is what got her to where she is. My thing with her, she went too far, too quick. I don't think she should have went so far too quick. But I mean, I get
it. I would disagree with you even there, Ver. I wouldn't say just Young Money. I think Nicki went to the South to get hot.
Now,
Don't forget about the Gucci Mane run.
We can get. Nicki gave us some good music for a pretty time. It was a little different. I felt like it was the little style of rap that she was doing, but she bit off Lil' Kim. Now let's just talk about that. It is what it is. It happened. It's everything. The problem with Nicki was she didn't know how to pivot. If she knew how to pivot once she got to that level, she's still on that same level. That's why she's not relevant at all. She don't know how to pivot. Right,
now I wouldn't go there.
No, definitely. Man, I'm about to take you off.
Baby, how many albums you got in there? How many albums you got in there, Nicki?
The only reason
I can't let you just spit false information. Not relevant.
She
still make one number one hits. Where was she number one at? That Barbie song shot. She can make a hit record. And she still can drop.
So we just ain't gonna talk about Cardi B just taking her the hell out the game. You just ain't gonna talk about sat here and talk about
game. She ain't out the game. I don't think she out the game at all. But she ain't out the game.
Not one bit.
She moves a little bit different now because she ain't got to move like that no more. She got all that money. She only move like that. And she knows she ain't got to move like that.
Just let me know.
Friday, too, just do like the best numbers and first week sales in women history.
Super numbers.
She's talking about irrelevant.
The highest selling female rapper of all time. And it ain't nobody.
How is that irrelevant?
Nobody taking that.
Listen, I appreciate you being loyal 100%, but that ain't where we at. I appreciate
So Val, let me ask you this then. Since you're a smart lady, how is recently releasing an album in December and having set in history for the most record sales for a woman first week irrelevant? How's that irrelevant?
First of all, she released it when she knew what nobody else coming out, because the last album that she did before that, she released it at the same time somebody else did. She got mad and started cussing, talking about they was cheating with the numbers and stuff. No, they wasn't. Your music is not relevant anymore. And when she came out in December, who else was out?
City Girls had just dropped before her and only sold like 6,000 records.
Well, the City Girls, Cardi B just came out.
Finally, after what, 7 years?
She's been relevant on other hit records, so let's not do that.
She's not even pulling the numbers that she once did, because they talk about the follow up to WAP, and they was like that did not do
well. Album, a lot of artists are not going to compare with their first album.
Bongo shit out of there. You see how fast she followed up after that? Like what shit? Another dud.
I fuck with Cardi heavy, but like I don't know. We talked about women running the game, but I feel like another shift is coming.
Definitely.
I don't feel like, because they ain't producing numbers. Like, right. Ice Spice ain't produce. Ice Spice on her own ain't producing them numbers. The City Girls ain't producing them numbers. Outside a handful of female artists, they ain't pulling them numbers. Like, some of these female artists,
they ain't even putting up them numbers no more.
No, and you know why? Because it's a, her style the same. It's the same thing. What you said earlier, when you don't evolve, we start getting tired of it. We don't. And it's the same thing with the baby. That's why it don't work no more. It was cool when you first came out. We was like, damn, when you gonna change your style, the baby? And, you know, he made a joke about it, and then nigga didn't ever change his style. So we see. And I like the baby, but, like, it's the same thing. Like, I know what to expect from you when I hear you. And the same thing with Megan. Shout out to Lotto, though. Lotto fucking fire. Like Lotto.
Yeah, I love Lotto. I didn't think I would like Lotto, but I do. Lotto is, I just cannot not like her. Lotto, just all around great artist. I do like her. But I mean, I love Meg all day, because Meg is basically Juicy J produced, and she's going off the style of her mama. When her mama was living, her mama was a rapper. So she's, you know, she pays tribute to that too. Meg just has a style, and that's just that. But I love her.
Makes me have questions. What was your mama rapping about? I want to know. Like, I just want to know. I want to know if she was from Texas. I just want to know.
Well, her mom was out in the 80s, wasn't she? Wasn't she out in the 80s? And then her mom died when she became big, when she actually went platinum. Her mom died. But Juicy J produced most of her first album. So that's her style. That's just her style. So.
Yeah, but we can't get on it for other people, and she ain't evolving either. Like,
right.
She does have a style.
I can't say that Megan isn't evolving or pivoting. Megan is definitely pivoting. I'm just saying she has a style of rap. It's some people that just have a style, and some people don't.
Bro, Megan was one of my favorites too. The shit just all starts sounding the same, bro.
It does. She was a female. Like, that's how I felt about it. I was like, how y'all beefing with each other? And y'all say I'm the same.
Yeah, because she can rap. It's just, after a while, everything starts sounding the exact same. Because she can rap her ass off. But, hey, do you have a choice between Megan and, not Megan, between Cardi and Nicki Verb?
Do
you have a choice?
It would depend on the day. I'm going to be honest, it depends on the day. Like, if I want to hear somebody rap, right. I'm going straight to
that's
Nicki, bro. That's without
that's
question.
Very
without
true.
Question.
Yeah.
But if I wanna have a good time, I feel like Cardi's music a little bit more enjoyable. She just has.
Yeah,
of course.
You have your club bangers. You have your chill music. I agree with that. It depends on how you feel. Like, I could listen to the old Nicki and bop today, right now. I just.
You can go either or, right?
Either or, but don't think the shade ain't coming. I mean, when you got ten writers, bro. Hey, on a freestyle? On a freestyle?
I mean, I disagree with people being mad at rappers having writers, because I feel like there's different types of rap artists. I don't feel like I should discredit somebody because somebody else wrote it, but you performed it. The whole thing is they're entertainers. And if somebody performs it, writes it for me, and I perform it, I actually can come through and display those lyrics like I wrote them. What's the difference? It's entertainment.
Okay, but when you holler about, you can't holler about you the best at shit. Don't ever have it come out your mouth, because you ain't the best at shit.
Well, if that's the case,
that's just like saying, like, hey, I play basketball, but I learned out, and you know, I love Kobe Bryant, but Kobe Bryant was technically Michael Jordan 2.0. Like, it is what it is. You can't be like, I'm the best ever. Bro, your whole style came from somebody else. That don't make you the best ever.
Okay, but then if that's the case, then we don't have no queen of R&B, because all of their music is written. Well, most of their music
is specifically about who's the best MC. That's what rap has always been about. And if you gonna say that you're the best female artist or the best whatever, can't do that.
But that hasn't been the
same. I got a problem with Drake saying it. I get the same. We'll get the same smoke to Drake, bro. If you don't write your music, dog, you can't be like you the best. Kanye can't either.
I gotta give me an entertainer, though, bro.
So I ain't letting Kanye with a pass either.
I gotta give me an entertainer. I think you gotta cut. I think you kind of gauge music nowadays on two different levels. You gotta gauge it on the overall package, and you gotta gauge it on the actual lyricism and rapping. Now, I really think it's two different categories as far as music goes. Now, well, not music, but you know what I'm saying. Like Drake, yeah, he may have took some reference tracks, but Drake does still write. So I would still keep Drake in the rap category, you know, with the rap.
I ain't talking about taking him out the category. I'm just like, if we talking about top exactly. whatever rapers of all time, and we basing this strictly on writing and lyrical ability, I couldn't do it.
I feel good. Because
I can't. Hey,
ain't nobody writing all them AMs in different cities with Drake, but Drake.
Oh, I ain't even hating on that. No, but there's a lot of songs that he didn't write. There's a lot of them he didn't write. And it's okay. That's fine. Well, that's but don't say but that he's the best rapper of all time, because that does certain people a disservice. Like, you know, you can't be like, I'm the greatest rapper of all time. But then that's doing a disservice to Wayne. Wayne wrote but all of that shit, and it was off the dome, right?
And Jay-Z doesn't write all his rhymes, but could be Cash said, we got to get rid of that idea that rappers got to write to be the best. It's crazy. That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
It depends on who can perform it.
If you can't, if somebody, so the whole reason why the Dipset versus Lox thing was because they was legit rappers and they was going at each other's throat. If you can't deal with that and you can't write them lyrics, then, hey.
I get what Berg is saying.
Rap is the cutthroat. I mean, rap's always been that way. It ain't about who can put on the best facade. I mean, that's cool. That's fine. But rap specifically was meant to, you know, you meant to clash. It's supposed to be a battle. That was the whole thing about it.
I get what you're saying, because there's rappers and then there's lyricists. Right. I think rappers are the niggas. Rappers are the niggas that might not write their own shit. They just perform and they rapping it. And then you got the lyricists who are writing their own shit and performing it. I get what you're saying, bro.
So you can't.
And it's kind of
if you're an artist, that's fine. Michael Jackson, one of the greatest artists of all time, but we ain't talking about that nigga Pin Game because it wasn't there. He didn't write them hits, but he's one of the greatest artists of all time. And I take that Drake. Is one of the greatest. Drake make, if his numbers continue to go the way that they are, there's only going to be one rapper greater than Drake is, and that's him. And that's just based on numbers, because obviously there's more white people than black people. But outside of that, he got the greatest run. Drake has the greatest run. I don't care what nobody says. That dude has like 400 and some odd hits that are number one. He's only missed like two songs. Two songs didn't make number one on the chart. That's fucking crazy.
It's really just down to people's choice, bro, at the end of the day, too.
It really
like,
is, because it depends on your audience.
And you know somebody else who couldn't make a choice, Bird?
Who's that?
Gilbert Arenas couldn't choose whether he was going to throw his butt at Meg Thee Stallion. A Saucy Santana. Verb, how do you feel about that?
Not Saucy Santana.
Who would you choose, Verb, in the twerk battle between Megan Thee Stallion and Saucy Santana?
I'd probably pick Saucy. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pick Saucy on that one.
What about you, Verb?
Yeah.
Saucy might take out with it.
The Saucy Santana, bro. I think the Saucy Santana, bro.
Okay, well.
You can take it, Saucy.
Could be Cash said Ray Love wrote Trapped for Tupac, and then he said it don't change how great Tupac was. And
that's
it
don't.
True, it don't, but
no, hold on, nobody, that's true, but hold on, Birdie, did you say you was taking Saucy?
I'm probably, bro.
I'm taking Saucy. I'm going to go with Saucy.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, I don't mean no harm, and this is going to sound way crazy, dog. Like, this nigga, that big-ass nigga, dog.
Don't do it.
I'm gonna need y'all not to compare Saucy Santana to probably the best twerking rapper woman that we of all time that we have ever seen in Megan Thee Stallion. Like, Saucy Santana couldn't get shot in his feet and be twerking next week.
Yeah, nah, now you're not going to do that. Now, wait one damn minute. You done went too far.
Man, Saucy Santana taking 9 shots. You see how big that nigga is, bro? He going to take them shots like he 56, dog. What you talking about? You know he done took more than 9 shots in the night. And we ain't talking about it. So I'm just
That is so low down for that. That was low down.
And whoever clipped this shit, when y'all clip this, I want y'all to put Megan twerking by my head and Saucy Santana twerking by Bird head, because that's who he chose.
I'm telling you, Saucy Santana, he done studied Megan, though, bro. Like, he done studied.
It's the first time I ever seen a nigga with a BBL. I was in Lenny's Mall, bro, and I was walking past, and there was a nigga.
We ain't going they gonna fire us. We ain't gonna be dope. I'll say that. Dope to season 3. Dope to season 3. We love y'all. Man, don't cut us off.
I can't. Huh? Like, who? I got so many questions. Like, who would do that? Why, bro? Like, why? What?
Why would? Okay. A nigga get a BBL.
Yeah, bro, why, bro?
I'm done with the whole thing. You seen Charles and Netta. Charles got his, Netta got his BBL or her BBL or whatever pronoun is. Charles got his. Y'all seen her on that damn table. We about to get everybody fired today.
That was the first time I ever seen a nigga with a BBL, bro. I was like, what the hell is going on? This shit was crazy.
Days is different, bro. Like, days, I don't know, bro. I mean, do you if it makes you happy, but All right.
I'm not. We going to get canceled. Y'all know they're going to cancel
us.
They going to cancel us. I don't know what to say. It's a lot.
After you told me that, I ain't got nothing to say. Like, what do you say? Like,
I'll tell you what you say, Verd. That leads us into the question of the day, Verd.
Okay. What you got?
Is the BBL trends out of hand?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, it is. Like, yes. I get it. I get you on a specific body type. But, quit doing it for attention. If you're doing it for yourself, that's fine, but y'all need to stop doing it for attention. Most of these women, and possibly men, are doing it to open OnlyFans. Like, bro, I mean, what you gonna do when the OnlyFans money ain't there and one ass cheek starting to lose air and, like, you gonna be walking around looking like Hank Hill with the flat ass, bro? You gotta get
They got to be in TikTok, so they got to do something.
Right. These niggas is getting there. These niggas is getting the BBL stomachs and everything, bro.
What is like, the BBL stomach? So what, you get abs? You get abs, bro?
Yeah.
I seen Charles with the abs. Didn't y'all see Charles with the abs? And he had love handles and titties. But they put them 6 damn abs in there.
Drake got them. Finesse 2 times did his. Yeah, these niggas is doing that, bro.
Hey, bro. Imagine... This go to both of y'all. So imagine you just chilling, and you with your homeboy, or somebody you know for a long time, and say he just got out of bag. He just came up. Then he look at you and he's like, "I'm getting ready to go get a BBL." Huh? What?
Is he gonna tell you though? He might not even tell you. He might just tell you.
He's gonna pop out with the kid on you, bro.
Hey, bro, if I see a straight nigga pop out of a charger with a BBL, bro, I'm done, dog. I'm gone. I can't deal with y'all, bro. I got to go about my business.
Okay.
I can't.
But here's the thing. It's been going on for years. It's just more widely known now. People have been doing that for years. It's just now more people, more everyday people doing it.
I didn't know that.
So
niggas was getting BBLs. I ain't never seen niggas getting BBLs.
In their abs and shit recently.
We saw the guy right before COVID that was walking on the beach and he had the fresh BBL walking. His ass was bigger than Megan's.
I didn't see this guy.
Yes, that was all over the internet. But no, here's the thing.
I didn't see no guy with a BBL.
Yeah, he was on the beach in the phone. Yes, he was. But I feel like, let's talk about that too. When we talking about people getting a bag, I agree with like Bootsy and Plies, like getting that bag and doing constructive work to their teeth. I think you should invest in yourself if you feel like that's necessary. But I feel like there is getting too excessive. Like people are just going too, they looking like ants. They just going too far.
It's for the gram, it's for the gram. You know, it's the look. It's for the gram. That's what they all doing it for. It ain't.
And like you said, in a few years, what you gonna look like when all that starts doing on its own? You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta keep doing that.
You know, they was talking about older women when the titties be dragging after they get old. What you gonna do when your butt cheeks is dragging? Like, what you supposed to do?
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Well, here's the thing, too. I did learn this watching a mukbanger named B Love. I've been watching her for like 7 years. So B Love, when she got the bag, she got her teeth fixed, which her brand is her. So I got that.
Right.
Then she went ahead and she got, I think she turned 43, and she ended up getting what is called a mommy makeover. And it made sense because she was like, well, my breasts are sagging. I feel like my thighs. She went and got a touch up. But you wouldn't have known it if she didn't tell you that she went and got a touch up. That's what I'm saying. I agree with that. But I feel like when you coming out looking, we can look at you and tell you plastic. That's where I disagree.
Some dudes say it don't matter. Sure. I mean, as long as it makes you happy at the end of the day. As long as it makes you happy.
Well, okay, let's talk about that. Hoodie said something that made sense. Let's talk about that.
How do y'all shit feel? I really don't care what another person do with their body because it ain't me. Just really talking shit today.
Hold on, Hoodie, because what if that's one of your best friends? You grew up with him. That's your best friend. And he went, let's say he went and got a BBL.
That's on him. It ain't my ass.
So you just
he hit you with the pamphlet, bro. You need to join in the club and he bring
the little. Nah, what a nigga eat don't make me shit.
He gonna hit you with the pamphlets, bro. Like, come on, join the club, bro. Come on.
He got it.
He gonna have
it's all him.
The pamphlet from the dude who did the surgery in Mexico. Oh, I'm about to go to Tijuana and get these BBLs, bro.
If it's my nigga though, I might go to Tijuana with him. Just make sure he ain't down there solo.
I'm sick of you, Hoodie. You not gonna do no shit like this. So stop it.
I ain't gonna leave my dog down there by himself if he gotta go. But nigga, that don't mean I gotta get one.
So you gonna have to change his bandages and everything.
Say what?
Oh my God.
You gonna have to change his bandages and everything.
I ain't doing all that shit. I just said I was going. I ain't say I was helping.
He just going for the trip.
I'm more like moral support. He gotta make sure his people's is safe. That's what I would do, but bro. Yeah,
Tijuana, nigga. I run up on that nigga.
But when the nigga come to you, how about let me tell you about the benefits of getting a BBL, bro? You don't get away from me, dog. Do your thing, dog. Leave me fucking alone.
One more time, because that sounds like an HR tactic.
Let me tell you about. Hey, you ever heard about the we're gonna talk about these BBLs and how I can help you out? No, dog. I don't want to hear that. I'm gonna talk to you the same way I talk to the dudes, the Jehovah's Witnesses, and be knocking on my door someday. Yeah. Do you know our Lord Jesus Christ? I don't know your Lord because y'all look too white for me, but hey.
I'm going to tell you what's next, bird. Next, they're going to be getting DBLs.
Oh, my God.
That's already been done. It was a white guy that did it. And he had to wait. He put an extension on. And he waited for that. There was a transplant. Go on and Google that.
Bro,
that's been done.
We out here getting dick extensions too, bro. Is that way? We getting BBL and dick extensions, bro.
And let me tell you how they did it. It actually was on his arm first. and they took it from his arm and put it on, and it worked.
So you telling me, bro, he got dick elbow? He got dick elbow.
He was a white guy.
I'm gonna be canceled. I'm not fooling with y'all.
I'm just saying, your nigga got an arm, dude.
And I heard that you got a dick elbow, bro. You getting it? The rest of the time, they freeze, bro. I'm a
grew a dick on.
They do, doggy, bro. Like
they grew a dick off his elbow.
I'm telling you, Google it.
I'm not googling elbow dick Val. What? What the hell? You don't tell me Google it. Bird, you Google it.
I ain't Googling that, bro. I'm not putting that in there. She was the one that said they took the skin. I was like, bro, they took the skin off. They took his elbow skin.
I hate y'all. Ooh, I hate you.
Bro, hey, hoodie, I don't think we made for this age, bro. I ain't made for this age with the BBL.
I'm not evil. And no, I'm a female, and I'm not evil. Nah,
we from a different.
You going to get what? Hey, I ain't getting no DBL. You going to get whatever come out the package, bro.
Go over to Adam and Eve. Go over to Adam and Eve and call it a day.
That's what you get.
Oh my gosh. Man.
Go over to Adam and Eve, and that's it. That's it. Ain't nobody doing no enhancements. That's the wrap.
Well, y'all, this has been another mighty fun episode of Dope Dope Season 3. I have been the one and only Big Homie Hoodie. And along with me today has been, what did you say?
And Val Watts.
And Ver, what you got coming up, man? You got anything coming up you want to tell everybody about?
Got a show at this place called The Alcove on the 30th. Got some, we working on the summer. Got a nice little summer bot coming and possibly an album for the end of the year. Doing some project stuff, working on like a production album. And of course, I just started working at a new studio, Soundbase. If y'all want to book us, man, look us up, Soundbase Studios. Shout out to John Wu. And then, I mean, we got seasoning all day, Big Bruhs all day. Getting ready to drop the new, we getting ready to drop the small batch flavor in April. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Okay, well, what I got going on, my name is Val Watts on Facebook, Val Watts with a Z on Instagram, Val Watts on TikTok. Hit me up. I'm out at Glen Mary, Mullins at Glen Mary. Come out and check us out. I also have out the Uber movie. It's on YouTube with James Watts and rest in peace, Rico. We have Blood and Tears 1 that's already out. It's on CubeStream and YouTube. We are now still, well, we're finishing up Blood and Tears Part 2. So, and hopefully that'll make it to Tubi. So we got some good movies coming out there, so check those out. But if you get a chance, 7 days a week, come out 2 to 11 to Mulligan's and Glen Mary and enjoy yourself, bring your family. And we have pickleball. I don't know nothing about it, but we have cornhole. We have everything. Just bring your family out there and enjoy yourself.
Hold on, Hoodie, I say one thing, Hoodie.
Yeah, bro.
Some shit went down this weekend, and want to say, you know, rest in peace to the homie, LaDon Williams, a.k.a. Young Block Man. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. The situation, the more that we hear, the wilder this situation is. He was a good dude. He always, you know, he always rocked with us. I always rocked with him when I seen him. He definitely supported Dope, though. So, you know, we put in prayers for his people, his family, and his kids, man. You know, be safe out here. All of y'all, man. Just be safe.
Most definitely. Rest in peace.
But Hoodie, y'all holler at me because we're taking all talent where I'm at. So, y'all just let me know when y'all have a space available to come and perform your music, and we'll get it popping.
Most definitely. Y'all heard that, man. Val Watts got a spot before the music, man. Y'all need to tap in with him. As usual, we are the Dope Dope Crew, man. Y'all can catch us every Monday at, oh, yeah, I get to say it my way this time, 7 Central, 8 Eastern Time. So y'all can catch us at that time. Tap in with us, man. We'll be here with y'all. Y'all be easy and stay safe, man. Like my boy Verse. saying, man, y'all be careful out there, man. Shit's crazy.
Yes, please. Y'all be- Love y'all. Peace. Bye.
Y'all too.